Eric Clapton. Well, good morning, all y'all.
Good morning.
Happy September. How'd that happen? Who's got the countdown going? I do. All right, this month we are exploring friendship, a divine echo of oneness. Today, life is a mirror. So let's just take a moment. I invite you to close your eyes. You'll be safe. It's okay. Picture within your own mind's eye that divinity that is God, that loving presence that you know so well and that knows you so well. Picture it in the way that it appears to you, that you just recognize it so perfectly. And keeping that awareness at the forefront of your mind, I invite you to open your eyes. And I invite you to look around. I invite you to see that same presence in those that we are with. We are in the midst of that loving presence. Thank you. So I know the quote from The Science of Mind, life is a mirror and will reflect back to the thinker what he thinks into it, is a great one. It's powerful, it's worth exploring, and we'll probably do a little bit of that later on. And that quote is not why I chose this topic, nor is the very excellent song by the amazing Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. Although I do agree, and if you want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself. Come on, y'all, and make the change. It wasn't even the poem Friendship by David White, although I did print it out and I left copies of it for you on the welcome table back there. In it, he describes the ultimate touchstone of friendship. Check it out. You may be surprised. You may even be inspired. My intention with this topic this month is not to have more friends, although that would be a lovely result. It's that we explore, that we understand and strengthen the vibration of friendship within ourselves so that through our connection with that loving presence within us and our connection with others, that we have real life experiences. Real life experiences of living in a friendly universe, one that is made up of harmony and unity and compassion and kindness. Yeah?
Yeah.
This week, yesterday, driving up here this morning, I've been challenged to know that it's a friendly universe. Fred and I, you know, we've been working it. We've been working it hard. We've been worrying a little bit, Dave. Thank you, practitioner Ruth Cafaro. Yeah. So what I've noticed is that friendship isn't just about people. And that's where we usually look to when we talk about friendship. We look to, well, the people in our life, the friendliness that we have with. And when my kids were little, I'd say, well, who are your friends? And did you make a friend today? And my son-in-law is famous for it. He'll make friends wherever he goes with people. But I'm wondering about making friends with the situations in our life, with the activities of our life. Emerson said, if you want a friend, be a friend. So if I want a friendly universe, and I do, maybe I need to make friends with my experiences, with the activities of my life, with the things that are going on, all of them. Yeah. So the thing about life is a mirror that gets me, or rather that I get, is our environment. Our homes and the places we frequent and the relationships that we keep and the company that we keep, our jobs and our places where we give of our time and our talent, all of that is a reflection to us. And we might remember in that reading that we're invited to look at the appearances of life, but not worry about them, yeah? Not get caught up in it. It behooves us to remember that this is an effect. What's it an effect of? Well, what I see is an effect of my belief. It's been said that we don't see the world as it is, we see the world as we are. So if I want to see the world differently, then maybe what I'm going to have to do is work a little bit in here. You know, it always comes down to that. So if we want to get to know ourselves and get to understand ourselves in a greater way, then we will look in the mirror and not just at the reflection of our physical features. We want to look in the mirror that reflects our beliefs. We want to look in the mirror that allows us to see what it is that we've been believing and how it is that we've been interacting with life and how it is that we're interacting with each other. And does that really lift me up to live the greatest life that I want to live? Does it actually match with my high idea of life? Or am I just finding excuses to worry about why it's not working out? We're invited all the time to see evidence of how we've been internalizing our experience of life. So when it's challenging, can we pause long enough to ask ourselves, is there a way this can be a friendly encounter? And I'm not talking about trying to change other people, because, you know, that just doesn't work. If you have ever figured it out, you have a corner on the market and tell the world. Where we get to do our work is within ourselves. So is there a way that this can be a friendly encounter on my part? And what would it take for me to be friends with this experience? Well, this morning as we were driving up thinking about some technology things that weren't quite working out the way we hoped. Yeah, everybody on Facebook, you'll be getting this late, because we'll post it later. The thing is that I'm sitting here, and it's so tempting to be worried about it and to be fretting about it and to be thinking about it. And what I kept remembering is, yeah, but Patty, you're going to stand up and you're going to talk about living in a friendly universe. What are you doing? So I couldn't change anything. I couldn't change anything that was happening, but I could change the way I was experiencing it. I could change the way I was looking at it. I could change the way I was talking to Fred, which mattered a lot. So instead of getting on, I'm like, I didn't. I know, right? Because I love the guy. So instead of getting caught up in that, I was attentive to my intention to not just have a friendly experience there, but to live a friendly experience in here. You'll have your own examples of this. So the mirror that reflects our beliefs is both gratifying and it's challenging. And I'm not looking for imperfections to criticize or hide. I'm being willing to be open to Spirit revealing itself to us. There's a lot of courage in that. There's a lot of courage in being willing to simply see what is so and be okay with it and take the information in and allow it to be. If we're called to live a noble, authentic, purposeful, meaningful life, and I believe we are, to have it matter and to be a beneficial presence, then we want to know our capital S self. Not just that small S self. And not just to know it theoretically, but to experience it in the way that we're living. And before I go too much further, let me remind everyone, myself and everyone, that we do not have two separate selves. That's not it. There's not a good or a bad. There's not an evolved and an undeveloped, unevolved self. And even that, let me remind us all that God, Spirit, Source, the way that I know this, God, the thing I call God, You might call it spirit, you might call it source, you might call it the universe, you might call it the thing itself, you might call it divine love. Whatever name you have for that perfect power, it is never opposed to itself. It has no opposite. If we really believe that there's one power, one source, one life, one energy, one all-encompassing, living, spirit, almighty, then it has no opposite. And we have no opposite. We have experiences, though, don't we? Huh, I do. Nothing is outside of that life that is God. It's all that perfect power. So when I talk about the small s and the capital S self, what I'm acknowledging is that the divine potential lives within each of us. We experience it, and we resonate with it, and we embody it, and we express it in alignment with our understanding and our belief. So if we're having this wonky situation that's going on, it isn't that there's this opposing power that's working on us. It's that where we're resonating with the perfect power is right there. Life is a mirror. Our humanity is reflecting our understanding and our misunderstanding of our divinity. It isn't right or wrong. It isn't good or bad. Life is reflecting back to us our current level of awareness and what we believe. And it's always changing, isn't it? Haven't you noticed that it's continuing to evolve and grow? And sometimes I'm way over here and I'm just so aware of that presence and how it's moving through me. And sometimes I am so unaware of that presence and how it's moving through me. Sometimes it just seems to not be there at all. I can't be the only one. Thank you. I didn't want to feel alone up here. Thich Nhat Hanh, he's right there with us. This wise soul wrote, "In the depths of our consciousness, we each have both the seeds of compassion and the seeds of violence. Our mind is like a garden that contains all kinds of seeds, seeds of understanding, seeds of forgiveness, seeds of mindfulness, and also seeds of ignorance, fear, and hatred. At any given moment, we can behave with either violence or compassion, depending on the strength of these seeds within us." Now, I read that many times as I was preparing and thought about it. And for me, it depends on my energetic vibration at the time. Or you might say my consciousness at the time. Where is it? What's going on within me? Or as Ernest Holmes said, "Life will be to you what you are to it. Link your will, your thought, your intellect, your imagination, and your feeling with divine presence." So how we live is the mirror of what we believe. It's the mirror of what we know, what we understand, and what we're resonating with, what we're accepting, what we're willing to experience in our life. And one of the biggest tells about our life is the company we keep. It's my favorite idea. Okay, one of them. I have a lot of favorites. You all are my favorites. I mean, really, I keep really good company. Look. Plato said, "We are all born whole, yet we need each other to be complete." So it's not like we're incomplete, but we need each other to know the essence, the capacity of who we are, the divine potential of who we are. You know, for me, this is about being able to see a more complete picture. I can see it through my eyes. But when I'm sitting with you and we see it together, my life is expanded. I'm more complete. When I keep company with someone who is committed to living in a friendly universe, knowing the divine, experiencing it, expressing it. It feels so good. It feels so yummy. I just want to be there all the time. I always want to be with that person. And when I'm with that person that is like, I'm wondering if I might want to spend a little more time being aware that in that moment, it's not that God is missing, it's not that love is missing, it's not that the goodness of life is missing, it's where we're resonating. And in that moment, maybe I will be the one to bring a little friendship. Maybe I'll be the one to bring a little light. Maybe I'll be the one to be okay with life the way that it is. By being willing to see another point of view, we are expanding our own awareness of the infinite potential of life. It's why we have teachers. It's why we have mentors and coaches. It's why there's saints, leaders, mystics. At our best, we call them friend. We also have adversaries and enemies and foes. We see life differently when we're with them, when we see through the eyes of that person. We live differently. We really cannot deny it. These are the very same people in our life that are inspiring us to know ourself, our capital S self, in a greater way. Here's what I know. What I really came to understand out of all of this preparation for this idea, we don't need conflict to know peace. We don't need discord to know harmony. We don't need lack to know abundance and sufficiency. We don't need to starve ourselves of love to appreciate it. That is an old idea. There is nothing about life that says you need to take the hard path, Patty, so that you can appreciate the goodness in life. Actually, take the good path. Take the path that brings forth the joy in you, the love in you, the creativity and the wisdom within you. One of the greatest gifts of our founder, Ernest Holmes, is that he was so completely clear. He wrote, "One should never allow himself to think of or talk about limitation or poverty. Life is a mirror and will reflect back to the thinker what he thinks into it. The more spiritual the thought, the higher its manifestation." Spiritual thought means an absolute belief in and reliance upon truth. This is both natural and normal. Now, if you started to fall asleep, wake back up. All is love, and yet all is law. Love is the impelling force, and law executes the will of love. Stick with me. Man is a center of God consciousness. He cannot deface his real being, but may hinder the whole from coming into a complete expression through his life. Turning to the one with a complete abandonment and an absolute trust, he will, she will, we will find that he is, she is, we are already saved, healed, and prospered. So he tells us exactly what Ruth told us. Don't worry. Don't dwell on the negative. Don't go there. But do we do that? Sometimes. Not all the time. Of course not all the time. But we find ourselves there. We think about our fears. We think about our limitations. We think about the ideas and the situations that are getting us down. And in those moments, it is our friends who stand by us. It's our friends that show us another way. It's those people that complete us because they know that there is something more to us than that rabbit hole that we've gone down. It's our friends that remind us that we are worthy of love. That whatever the challenge is, whether it's financial or it's health or it's creativity or it's a relationship, whatever it is, in our home or in our body, in the body of our affairs, wherever we are not alone. You know, it's through our friendships that we discover that we live in a friendly universe, and what is needed right now is friendship. So yes, Dr. Holmes, I want to be the kind of person who does not speak of pain or suffering or injustices and the horrific acts against humanity that I see. Not because I refuse to speak of it, but because those conditions and circumstances do not exist. That is the person I want to be. That is the world that I want to live in. And until that day comes, I will see the world as it is. I will know and I will trust and I will affirm and remind myself and my friends and anyone else that wants to listen that life is a mirror and that we can be the change we wish to see in the world. I do believe in a friendly universe. And I'm not just wishing for it. I'm not just hoping for it. I am intentionally raising my vibration to be in greater alignment with that idea. Life can only respond to the individual as the individual responds to it. So we have our work cut out for us, don't we? Yes. And we're up for it, aren't we? Yes. We have the tools, we have the resources. I really invite all of us to respond by exploring our own ideas of friendship, to contemplate our belief in a friendly universe. Our part is to make friends with our life. That means the people, the situations, the conditions, the events. And it's so much more than having people think the same and approach life in the same way. It's about being able to be true to oneself and allowing and having space and awareness and grace for those around us to be true to themselves, because each of us are discovering that divinity of God within us in our own way. So when I can be a friend to myself and recognize that my work being done is for me and it's through me and it's in me and it's as me and it's being revealed to me perfectly, then I can know that for those around me. That frees me up from worrying and trying to make it better for them, because I can't. And it frees me up to do my good work. So there is a divine echo being heard throughout all of humanity. People are bearers of the divine. The moments when we see God in others, those help shape our lives. Friendship changes us. So let's be the light, let's be the beauty, let's be the joy, let's be the friendship and the loving kindness we wish to see. It's already who we are. It's our gift to the world to reveal it and to express it. The universe is already our friend. Let's reciprocate and be a friend in it. Yes?
Yes,
and so it is. All right, what you got for us?